Italy's flamboyant Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has survived plenty of scandals, but the tale of his involvement with Ruby, an underage Moroccan runaway, has opponents renewing their call for his resignation. The 74-year-old Berlusconi admits he intervened to have the teenager released from police custody, where she was being held on theft charges, but he says he didn't do anything wrong. This new scandal is the latest threat to Berlusconi's hold on power, even though he's promising to remain in office until his term ends in 2013. Berlusconi is one of Italy's richest men. His vast empire spans media, advertising, insurance, food, construction. Prosecutors also allege he's corrupt, but his trial on those charges is on hold, pending a decision from Italy's constitutional court. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy reports on this latest scandal.
A surefire sign of an authentic Italian scandal. Its very own theme song. The jaunty satire aired on national television is called Bunga Bunga, so called because the young woman at the centre of the scandal allegedly told police Bunga Bunga was the name of an erotic game played at one of Silvio Berlusconi's parties. And so the scandal, if not the song, now dominates news bulletins.
Caso Ruby, alta tensione, fini Berlusconi, dimissioni e governo tecnico, chiedono...
The Ruby affair surfaced about a week ago when it emerged a 17-year-old Moroccan runaway turned belly dancer, calling herself Ruby, claimed to have visited the home of the Italian Prime Minister. Ruby, named by some as Karima Kayek, denies having sex with him, but says he gave her around £6,000 in cash and some jewellery after hearing of her misfortunes.
Ancora polemiche sul caso Ruby dopo il botta e risposta.
If that were not sparky enough, it's now claimed that Mr. Berlusconi's office, possibly even the Prime Minister himself, phoned police calling on them to release Ruby after she was detained on suspicion of theft, with someone erroneously telling police Ruby was the granddaughter of the Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak.
È una vicenda che sta facendo il giro del mondo, purtroppo.
That's led senior political figures like Gianfranco Fini, Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament, to talk of a potential abuse of power.
I hope the Prime Minister makes clear exactly what is going on, because if there was an abuse of power, and if he really said that this young woman was a relative of President Mubarak, my friends, can you really tell me this is not a private use of a public office?
Ruby's story isn't the only whiff of scandal surrounding Silvio Berlusconi at the moment. He's up to his neck in some real muck because of a rubbish collection crisis near Naples. Protesters have taken to the streets amid clashes with police. But it's the growing stench of the Ruby saga that has loyalists of Mr. Berlusconi, like Senator Lucio Malan, sort of coming to his defence.
Of course, it is unfortunate. I hope that all the investigation will show that there was nothing wrong in the behaviour of our Prime Minister.
Mr. Berlusconi says he always tries to help people who need it. That's why he intervened with the police in Ruby's case. But for political commentators like Massimo Franco of the Corriere della Sera newspaper, it's that intervention which makes this scandal much more serious.
I would rank this one as the most dangerous and slippery one because it happens in a moment of particular difficulty for the government, because the majority is very split, because there are great risks of fresh elections.
Before this Bunga Bunga business, Silvio Berlusconi had the knack of riding out scandals. Now, with tough austerity measures in place and allies threatening to unseat him, he's much weaker. But can a belly dancer finally flip him out of office? Well, Mr. Berlusconi certainly needs some supple political contortions to see this one through.
That report from the BBC's Duncan Kennedy in Italy. We'll be back in 30 seconds. A decided change of tone will have the explosive sounds of Chicago's Louder Than a Bomb poetry slam. Here and now.